Welcome to the DC Daily Drop, your one-stop shop for today's important news in DC movies, TV, and comics. Here are your hosts, Tom and Zach.
Welcome to a Saturday, May 6th edition of the DC Daily Drop. I'm Tom.
And I'm Zach.
And we're about to talk about Supergirl, Season 2, Episode 19, Alex. And we're going to spoil it. In this episode, Alex is kidnapped, and the kidnapper threatens to kill her unless Supergirl releases a notorious criminal from prison. Supergirl and Maggie have always had different approaches to apprehending criminals, but this time they must work together to save Alex. Meanwhile, Rhea has an interesting proposal for Lena.
Yeah, so this was a pretty good episode. I enjoyed it quite a bit. The B-plot of Rhea and Lena was really good. I was really interested in what was going on with them. But the main plot of Alex getting kidnapped and Kara, Supergirl, having to work with Maggie, I'm glad that they did this because they've had like some interaction, but it's always been like through Alex almost. Like they haven't really had a lot of direct interaction. And it was kind of I knew that there would be some conflict between them just because they both love Alex, but they do things different ways. So it was nice to see that it was believable conflict and it was believably resolved, I think, which they did a really good job handling it.
Yeah, I thought the disagreement between Maggie and Alex escalated Maggie and Kara escalated very quickly at the beginning. It was kind of like jarring, but I think it was kind of weird at first, but I think they handled it really well after that. And you saw that there is a reasonable reason for them to have conflict.
Yeah. And like you were saying, it escalates really quick because we like see her save whatever the hostages, take them out of there. Maggie's mad about that, and it seems dumb, and like you understand Kara when she's like, well, I helped people, everybody's safe, but they actually had like a believable thing about it where they said like there's the Supergirl defense that lets defense lawyers get the criminals off because she breaks their bones or gives them concussions and then like gets dirt all over the evidence and stuff, and so that was actually pretty believable. I thought that was just kind of clever.
Yeah, that was, I guess that works, although it was kind of surprising. We haven't heard anything about that before. Like if that was like happening consistently, or even if it happened once, you think Maggie would have mentioned it to Kara and she'd be like, oh, maybe I should enter the buildings a little more carefully or whatever. So that's part of the reason why it was kind of weird at first. But yeah, I think I get what they were going for there.
Yep.
But yeah, that was an uncomfortable dinner conversation to open things up.
Right. Like, guys, I'm just trying to enjoy this pizza. And then we see Queen Rhea does have a real sort of business proposal. She wants to build some sort of matter transporter thing. We don't really know what it is exactly.
It's called a science weapon.
Right. She wants to build a science weapon. But yeah, we ended the last episode with her kind of showing up in Lena's office and saying, I have a business proposal for you. And I didn't think it was actually going to be a real business proposal. I thought she was just going to be like the kidnapper or do something or mind controller or something. But she really did have a real business proposal. But it was kind of interesting to see her trying to impersonate a human and not doing that great a job of it.
I thought she did pretty good for the most part until she slips up there. And I thought they handled Lena and Rhea's relationship pretty well. I was glad that Lena didn't just fall, you know, get tricked by Rhea. And when Rhea slipped up a little bit, Lena knew it and was smart about it and figured that out. While at the same time not making Rhea look dumb or, you know, she made a pretty simple mistake. So I thought they handled that pretty well.
Yeah. And I like it when they're showing Lena being pretty smart and observant like that, because I think she should be a very smart character, and I still don't trust her because she's too smart. So like when we see the flashback of her as a kid and she's beating everybody in chess and stuff. So
yeah.
So Kara gets the phone call because Alex has been abducted. And it's like a masked voice, and he says, everyone around you just thinks you're a mild-mannered reporter, but I know the truth. Everybody already knows she's Supergirl. Like, everybody knows the truth. Like, it's not that big of a surprise. I don't know.
Right. It was kind of funny when Kara's like, well, who knows? Well, let's list off. Here's 100 names, and there's like 20 DEO agents just standing behind him. Like, right. all the DEO.
Well, all these people standing here do know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad they finally kind of made Kara pay for being so loose with her identity. So I'm glad, you know, because a lot of people know, and a lot of people know that she doesn't know no. And I'm glad that kind of came back to bite her.
Yep. So she has 36 hours to get his dad out. Well, we don't know at this point it's his dad, but whatever. He 36 hours to break his dad out of prison. That's quite a bit of time. That gives you some wiggle room, I think.
Yeah. Like, what is she supposed to do? Go on vacation, get a Mai Tai, and then come back and break him out? I don't know. That was ridiculous. That was the most ridiculous part of this episode, 36 hours. Just give her, hey, you've got 5 minutes. Get my dad out. Like, don't give her time to come up with a plan or hunt her down. Just, hey, get my dad out, and I'll let your sister go.
Or give her 42 minutes, the amount of time left in the episode or something. Right.
That would be cool. Then you've got the counting clock, and you know exactly what it would be. But, you know, 1 hour. You don't need to give Supergirl 36 hours to do something.
Yeah, but it also, I mean, obviously, it sets up the part later where Kara is stupid and gets the clock ticking even faster because she just goes and tries to punch her way into it.
Okay, we'll just give her an hour, and then, get a faster water dispenser.
All right, like, I think we're too hung up on this. Let's move on.
Yeah, we are. We're spending too much time on this.
So Alex knows who the kidnapper is because she recognized him and find out it's, what's his name? I don't remember. Rick?
Yes, Rick.
Yeah, who grew up with them, went to middle school with them. And they bring him in and they're interrogating him. And Kara is dressed up as a reporter, which she already knows that she's Supergirl. She is Supergirl. Never mind. That's when she was talking to his dad. I thought for some reason she dressed up as a reporter, but she didn't. Anyway, so she's Supergirl. And she's like screaming at him saying, "You're lying."
No, she was dressed as Kara there. She was dressed as Kara there.
I mean, this messed up. This is when they were talking to his dad.
Yeah. Yeah. She was Kara there.
Yep. Sorry. So she's yelling at him saying, "You're lying." And Martian Manhunter is like, "No, he's not." And they let him go. And she's like, "Why did you let him go?" "Because I could read his mind." Like, yeah. I think she forgets about his powers because he never gets to use them.
Because the showrunners forget about his powers sometimes.
Yeah, we got to see a lot of him, actually, not a lot, but we got to actually see him using his powers. He gets to read people's minds. He gets to impersonate somebody. You know, like, yeah, these are all useful things. I think I could think of a lot of situations in which this would have been really helpful.
Yeah, there's a lot of practical applications for Martian Manhunter's powers.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was getting myself all mixed up. This is when they were talking to his dad, but then they find his son, Rick, and find out that he's the one who's behind it, and they bring him in.
Yeah, and I like that they tied it back to that flashback. I think I don't know if it was all the same footage, but it very reminiscent of that season one flashback where Kara rips the door off to save the family. So I like that they tied that back in.
Yeah. The only thing that was kind of confusing is he says, like, well, you see the flashback, and there's all these people there who see this happen. And everybody just bought the story that it was adrenaline, but he didn't. And it seems weird that he's the only person smart enough to put two and two together and figure out that she's Supergirl. But again, that's one of the suspensions of belief that you have to buy
it. Yeah, and I don't think, you know, they did a very careful job of showing not everyone saw her, you know, nobody saw her rip the door off and everything. They just saw her standing there. So, you make a good point, but I'll let it slide.
Yep. Like I said, Kara is kind of dumb. She goes in, guns blazing, as it were, and ends up making it so Alex is kind of drowning in water.
I don't blame Kara for doing that. Like, hey, you've got the address. You don't want to let a murderer out. Like, I think they did a good job of showing, like, Kara and Maggie's different ways aren't necessarily, neither one is necessarily wrong. I think they side with Maggie in this instance, but it usually works out for Kara.
Right.
To not let a murderer free and save your sister if you think you know where she is.
Yeah. But because of this, she comes back because they found her because she wired her tracker into a camera. That's not how things work. But she comes back and she's upset, obviously. And she says something along the lines of, "I can't fly fast enough to turn back time," which is funny. She could probably just call Clark. I hear he can do that.
Yeah, I was going to say, has she tried? has she ever tried to do that? Because maybe she can.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think you just don't know how these modern cameras work.
Oh, okay.
That you can just wire them into your tracker. And that was really cool and kind of creepy how Alex did that. That was smart. And I liked how we saw Alex being very smart when she was, even though she was kind of helpless, making a float and cutting the tracker out and all that. That was pretty cool to see.
Yeah, making the life preserver out of pants. That was like, genius. I would have just drowned. That's it. Game over, man.
Thanks for playing.
No, it is. Yeah, it's a good reminder of just like kind of how strong and smart she is. Like, she has crazy elite training. She is a killing machine, basically.
Well, that's a dark way of looking at it. But yeah, she's well trained.
Maybe not a killing machine. Yeah, it's nice to get reminded of how cool she is sometimes. But so we get to see Kara use her super ability of talking again to get the location out of her father. So she has, you know, has like a heart to heart, like, hey, don't mess this up. This is the one good thing you've done in your life. Where would your son have taken Alex? And gets it out of him, and they go and rescue her. And so, but it's nice because Maggie and Kara, that's kind of the resolution. They find out that they really did need to work together, and they both love Alex in their own way. And so it was nice to see this kind of natural conflict and this good resolution to it.
Yeah, and you get a happy ending there.
Yep. The one funny part, that they're like bringing the guy who kidnapped Alex through the DEO and literally like 2 feet away from her. And then he starts talking, and Wynn's like, oh, you don't get to talk to her. Like, then why are you walking him right past her?
I like how Wynn's super tough against the guy who's in handcuffs.
Right.
And two guards next to him, surrounded by Supergirl and Martian Manhunter.
Yep. But then we end the episode with Lena agreeing to work with Rhea.
Yeah, and this is after she discovered that she's an alien. We get to see why, but I was kind of surprised that Lena made a quick decision change to do that.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it's going to mean, like what this season, the rest of the season is going to mean for Lena, but I think we're finally, this episode is really starting to push us towards that B plot. This episode was really starting to push us towards whatever the finale is going to be. We can kind of see it from here.
Yeah, that is kind of interesting too, that the B plot really is the actual important thing that's happening in this episode.
Right. Like, it's an important thing for the final story, but the A plot is important for the characters.
Well, yeah,
the main for characters. Sure. Yeah, so I thought this was a pretty good episode and really one of the darker Supergirl episodes. I mean, it wasn't super dark, but there were some moments, and normally we always talk about how the trailers are super dark and then episodes not so much, but this one kind of lived up to it, and it was a very serious episode but still pretty fun.
Yeah, I don't really have any complaints. You know, we have our little nitpicks we have with every episode, but no, this is a really good, really strong episode.
Yeah, so just three more this season. Next week, City of Lost Children. What'd you think of the trailer for that, Zach?
Again, looks super dark, looks super creepy. I do not like possessed kids, especially like if you do weird things to their eyes. So anybody who wants to scare me on Halloween, that's what you can do. But yeah, it looks pretty creepy.
Yeah, and I think that's supposed to be the James heavy episode coming up, which I don't think we got him again this week at all. Nope. Did we? We'll be good to see more of James. But that's all we've got for today. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening, and make sure to check out DC Daily Drop on Twitter, Facebook, and DCDailyDrop.com. Drop by tomorrow for more DC news.